Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Forest of Stars, The Saga of the Seven Suns, Book 2, by Kevin J. Anderson, narrated by George Guidel. This book is copyrighted 2003 by Wordfire Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books. 5 years have passed since humans awakened the wrath of a formidable and ancient enemy, the Hydrogues, who scour the solar system, destroying humans and the trees of the world forest. Now, humanity will learn of an ancient war between the world forest, Phyros, and Hydrogues. And as sightings of the fearsome, sun-bearing Phyros increase, it seems this war has only just begun. And now, A Forest of Stars.
The story so far. In the ruins of the ancient Clicus civilization, human archaeologists Margaret and Louis Colicos discovered an exotic technology capable of igniting gas giant planets to create new suns. For the first test of the Clicus torch at the gas giant Anseer, observers included Basil Wenceslaus, suave chairman of the Terran Hanseatic League, the Hansa, and the alien Adar Korin, military commander of the vast but stagnant Ildiran Empire. Though the humanoid Ildirans helped Earth colonize the Spiral Arm, they still see humans as ambitious upstarts. They considered the test of the Clicus torch unnecessary hubris, since many other planets were available for colonization. When Anseer was ignited, collapsing into a compact sun, instant reports of the event were transmitted around the galaxy by the green priest Benito, a human from the forested planet Therok, who has a special symbiosis with semi-sentient world trees. Green priests, like living telegraph stations, can send thoughts anywhere through the interconnected forest network, providing the only form of instant communication across vast distances. At the end of the Anseer test, observers saw a cluster of diamond spheres race away from the collapsing gas giant at incredible speed. Scientists eventually classified the sight as an unknown phenomenon of the Clicus torch. Back on Earth, Old King Frederick, a glamorous figurehead ruler, led a celebration of the successful test while Adar Korin returned to his capital of Ildira and reported to his all-powerful leader, the Mage Imperator. On hearing of the strange diamond spheres, the Mage Imperator was greatly disturbed. Meanwhile, on Ildira, the Mage Imperator's firstborn son, Prime Designate Jorah, treated the human Reynald, heir to the Theron throne, to a performance of the grand epic The Saga of Seven Suns. Afterward, as a token of friendship, Jorah invited Reynald to send two green priests from Therok to Ildira to study the saga. The world forest, which gathers knowledge through its human intermediaries, is always hungry to learn about history. Then Reynald left Ildira for a secret rendezvous in space with the Roamers, fiercely independent space gypsies led by old speaker Jai Okaya and her beautiful protege Cheska Peroni. They discussed a possible alliance to maintain their freedom from the sprawling and greedy Hansa. Reynald even suggested the possibility of marriage with Cheska, but she was already betrothed to a sky miner, Ross Tamblyn. At his blue sky mine in the clouds of the gas giant Golgan, Ross Tamblyn met with his younger brother, Jess. Roamer sky mines harvest and convert hydrogen into ECTI, or star drive fuel. Jess brought messages and gifts from his family, including his young sister Tasya. Though fast friends, the brothers' meeting was bittersweet because, unknown to Ross, Jess and Cheska had fallen deeply in love, despite her betrothal to Ross. Jess departed for the hidden Roamer capital of Rendezvous. Roamers have made large profits by fitting into dangerous niches, but because of their stubborn secrecy, the space gypsies are not well liked by the Hansa. When the head of the Earth Defense Forces, EDF, General Kurt Lanyon, heard about a rebellious Roamer space pirate, he used the merchant woman Relinda Kett and her ex-husband.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?